McDade is the strategic leader of Green Connection. She and about 150 others protested at Cape Town Harbour last Sunday to mark the arrival of Shell's Amazon Warrior ship, which will conduct the seismic survey. This was just one of many protests that have taken place around the country.
Over the last couple of weeks, we've had several pickets at the Shell petrol stations. We feel that a good way of putting pressure on the government and the minister to act and on Shell to withdraw is a boycott. So what we are asking is that for those motorists who go on holiday, and December is the holiday season when people are on the road, just don't fill up with Shell.
McDade explains why the survey, which uses gunshot-like sounds underwater to detect oil and gas, should be stopped.
So firstly, there's a climate crisis. The world has woken up to this and is saying that we don't need more oil and gas. And therefore, we feel that Shell shouldn't be doing this at all. They must own up to their climate responsibilities, and neither them nor any other company should be looking for oil and gas. And secondly, the ocean is a vulnerable ecosystem. There are many threatened species which will be in the area, could be potentially affected. And there are thousands of people around the coast who depend on the ocean for their livelihoods. And so for these reasons, we believe that the seismic survey should be stopped.
She says Shell doesn't have a good track record in Africa.
In Nigeria, the oil business and the pipelines, they have basically polluted the Niger Delta. And many of the Ogoni people there protested over years. And the Nigerian government of the time then actually executed some of the human rights activists, or include Ken Sarawiwa, was executed because of his struggles.
Days after the hanging of prominent writer Sarawiwa and other activists in 1995, Nigeria was suspended from the Commonwealth for several years. In recent months, Shell has lost two court cases pertaining to pollution in the Niger Delta. It's been ordered to pay tens of millions of dollars for cleanup operations. Of the company's seismic survey in South Africa, the South African Department of Environment says it had nothing to do with the permit that was granted. It says the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy gave the go-ahead in 2013. McDade says the law changed in 2014 and again this year, which made it necessary for a basic environmental assessment to be done for a survey which determines whether drilling is viable.
Given that the permit was issued under the old laws in 2013, we would be saying that we think that the government should suspend that permit and ask them to do a proper environmental assessment in line with the laws of today.
Attempts to get comment from Shell South Africa's head office failed. However, under the tab Environment on their website, the company says, quote, "Our world needs energy to support and improve life for a growing population. Shell provides energy in a responsible way. We aim to limit any impact on the environment and support the transition towards a lower carbon future." End quote. Environmentalists say they want to hold the company to its word. This is Vicky Stark for VOA News in Cape Town.